Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without further ado, because we are way up against it, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze. What you got, baby?
I'll try to trim it down here. Let's try to stump you guys once, and then we'll get into some more philosophical. God, I can't even talk. Where's the Rick Riz? It's a foul. Oh, I just did that because, God, philosophical. Let's try to talk.
Now, what did I do
Thank
wrong?
You.
Yeah, I think we should all get checked by a doctor after this show. We can't speak. Something's wrong with our peepees.
Heads are falling off.
I'm ready to swear, though. I'll
Patrick
tell you
has
that.
Never seen a Seattle Mariner hat before, apparently.
Apparently? What is with that?
Dude, that is
I own one. I own a Mariner's hat.
What's that? What is that, just an S? What's
Who
going on?
It looked just like an S to me. I swear to God.
All right, speaking of the letter S.
Is that an NY on the Yankees hat?
Oh, New York. Crossed up. Wow, that was genius marketing.
Genius. All right, guys, speaking of S, one Shohei Ohtani starts, of course, with the letter S. He set unbelievable records, not just on the base paths, but of course the home runs that he hit set a complete new bar for 50-50 seasons, never being done before. 54 home runs, 59 total stolen bases. And I wanted to see, compared to last year, where he was for home runs right around this time. So guys, fair or foul, Shohei Ohtani has more home runs this year than he did on the same day last season.
You can go.
You know what? I think this is a little sneaky. I think in the sense, not because you're asking the question.
A little sneaky, sneaky.
But I think it's a little sneaky, sneaky because I think we are under the assumption that Shohei had a slow start. And Shohei has, I believe, 11 home runs over the year.
You are correct. He has 11
you?
So far
thank
this
you.
Year.
I don't have stats. I'm
no, good job. No, that was nice.
I believe he has 11 home runs this year.
Is that Red Tube?
Joe.
That still exists.
Joe, you know I'm a Pornhub guy. Come on, take it. I'm going to say foul. Wait, what's the question again?
He has more home runs this year than he did on the same day last season.
Oh, I want to push so bad, but I will say fair that he has more home runs right now than he does last year. I think because Judge is having such an amazing start with his 400 batting average and his 13 home runs that we're sleeping on Shohei, but I think Shohei's doing just fine. I'll say fair.
I'm going to say foul just because I feel like this pace, and I can't remember exactly how the season went as far as, like, did he start quote unquote slow, and then hit all of his home runs late. I know he hit 20 home runs in that last game to get to 50 home runs.
He hit 20 home runs in one game?
Against the Marlins. Where
that
he
must
went,
be a record or
when
something.
When he went like 7-for-7 and
with
had
20 home runs and
yes.
7 at-bats?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
I wish I was there.
How the math works, I don't know. But
did he have like 10 RBIs that game?
Yeah, it was best game of all time.
I hear what you're saying, though.
I'm going to say, Fal, that he was on a better pace, better start to the season last year than he is now.
You know what I think is also interesting, too, is that now that he's year two in L.A., I find this fascinating by the Dodgers lineup. Like, I feel like last year Shohei was trying to prove something. Prove I'm the best player in baseball. I'm worth the money. I'm worth the name. Like, this is what I got to do to show you that. Now he knows that his team is so stacked that I don't have to do that all the time. So I was wondering if he would take not a laissez-faire, but a little more patient step back. I was curious. That's why I'm interested. I want to say fair just based on what I've seen, but I don't blame you, Joe, for taking foul.
Well, it is actually fair. Wasn't trying to like fool you guys with a push or anything. He has 12 home runs as of today this season. And last season, so dang it, I lied. I'm sorry, Patrick. I totally screwed with you. It was actually 11 home runs in 2024, but he has 12 home runs as of today. So it is fair. He has one more home run.
The game started 20 minutes ago, and he's hit a home run.
Oh, so
now
technically,
me?
No. Technically, I was wrong. He just had 12 to begin the day. So okay. Did he hit another one? Because then that would mean 13. But no, he has one more at this point than he did last season. Although interesting, he was hitting .359 at this point last season, .308 this year. Batting average a little bit lower.
Shohei does not have a home run today.
So, no, just 12 to 11 last year. Sorry for
he did walk, though.
Screwing that up, but not surprised. Let's move on here. We probably only have time for a couple more. All right, we just talked Rocky, so let's skip that one. If you did not hear this week, Lance McCullers is making his return for the Houston Astros, starting pitcher. Gone almost two seasons coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Not dead,
but damn, it did not go well for Lance McCullers because what was it, like a third or two-thirds of an inning in the first, gave up 7 or 8 runs, was chased out, and then reportedly, according to the team, manager Joe Espada and several sources saying, McCullers received death threats, assumingly because of bets that did not work. And people placing
my parlay, you bitch!
Yeah, basically taking it out on Lance McCullers and his kids.
Astros Angels on a Tuesday.
Seriously, with freaking death threats. Unbelievable, guys. I didn't see much in the story other than, like, about the prosecution side of it, other than that the case has been handed off to local police and possibly the FBI. But, guys, fair or foul? I mean, I personally think we should take a strong stance against this. Fair or foul? Sports fans who make death threats should be banned from attending any game, anywhere. There should be a collective.
Foul
ban
just
you.
Shows their passion, man.
Yeah, if this is the NFL, we would call you a fairy.
Oh, my God.
How much money do they make? Grab your purse, huh?
How much money do they make? They should be able to take a little heat.
Uh-huh. You're getting paid millions, bro. Do your effing job.
Fair. I mean, if someone
it's
is...
fair, of course.
If someone's making those kind of comments and you're able to do that doxing and figure out who they are, then yeah, throw their ass on the Lifetime Stadium ban list.
Look, the reality is that I don't believe in sports gambling. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I know if my boss is listening right now.
The Pete Rose Hall of Fame ceremony brought to you by DraftKings.
Yeah, like I know if my
enter
boss.
Enter the code Pete and you get 4,000% off.
I know that if my boss and my boss's boss are listening right now, they're not going to want to hear me say this. And I understand that this could cost, you know, a career if I were some big time sports guy in a big market. But like, I don't believe in sports betting. I don't do it. I do it every once in a while. I put $20 on the Yankees not winning 92 and a half games last year, and I was wrong. And I put $20 on Cleveland winning the Central this year, and I'm probably going to be wrong. So yeah, I'm not very good at it, but also I think it's a bad look. And I think it creates those kind of situations. And that's why we're in this Pete Rose inducted into the Hall of Fame, brought to you by DraftKings, like Joe said. You know, like, it's a bad look. I'm just not a fan of gambling. It's like strip clubs to me. You're paying money to not getting a payoff. Just go buy a hooker.
Yeah, people that throw out these threats, they just think there aren't any repercussions for their actions.
Exactly.
And consequences. Like, and so, and now, granted, it's like... Dude,
I remember when Lance McCullers was supposed to be the dude.
Well, can
and
you
injuries
imagine
have really derailed him.
How many of these threats are thrown out every day to players on every social media? Like, dude, if you were actually
to
take
sit
a
at the
tally,
bar, it's one thing to sit at the bar and I got Lance McCullers on my fantasy team. I'm like, God, I want to kill him right now. But I'm not DMing him.
You
like,
kill yourself.
Your son Joe should die. You know, like, come on.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of beyond when you take the effort.
I would get rid of gambling personally.
Ooh. And best
well,
of luck
that's never
that.
Gonna happen.
Yeah, that is Pandora's box opened, and it will never be closed.
It's probably gonna cost me jobs.
And the best way to deal with these is publicly shame the living F out of anybody that does
do.
This. Yeah. All right, guys, let's finish this up here. Fair.
It's weird. This guy's name that they got. His name Will Ortner. What the hell? Big Will Betts. No.
Dang it, kid.
Skinny Will Betts. That was Big Will Betts. He's dead. Oh. Skinny Will Betts is here now.
Will no.
All right, guys.
More like Will Nortner.
All right. I think we can end the show 14 minutes early.
Yeah, let's just check on out of here.
Close music. I think we're good.
Okay, guys, let's keep it with the sports betting theme here for the final Fair or Foul. Of course, the news dropping today that Pete Rose, shockingly, I would say, at least in my opinion, taken off the MLB lifetime ban list along with Shoeless Joe, everybody else in that Black Sox scandal back from 1919 as well. One thing stuck out to me that Commissioner Rob Manfred said in his statement. He said, obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. And it's something I kind of see a lot of holes in, and frankly, I vehemently disagree with, guys, but I want to know where you're at, fair or foul. Pete Rose has less of an impact on the game as a dead person than he did after he was banned while alive.
Ooh, I'll go first on this. I will say foul. I think Pete had a much larger impact on the game as a living human. I think he stands there. You can call him a martyr. You can call him the poster child of what not to do. But I remember I was at game one of the 2016 World Series, and Mom and I were out looking at the statues in center left field at Progressive Field, known as Jacobs Field in Cleveland. And there's Bob Beller and Satchel Paige and Jim Tomei and all the great Cleveland players. And I remember walking by and seeing the broadcast table, and there was Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz, Frank Thomas. And I said, and the first thing I said was, I went, hey, mom, there's Pete Rose. Pete Rose is a bigger draw to Major League Baseball alive than he is dead, because now he's just a talking point. Then you could potentially ask him questions. And you could pay $20 for his autograph.
yeah.
Not a good thing.
I forget how you phrased it, but whichever way, you got to take it to say that, yeah, his impact and what he could do to the game alive, is there's much more than dead.
Long term, I would say dead. Long term, I would say dead. Okay. Because long term does him benefits. Because he can't make money off being in the Hall of Fame. He can't sign more autographs. He can't, you know, it's like a Jose Canseco thing. Jose Canseco can't, if Jose dies, you know, I don't want him to die, but if Jose passes, he can't say this guy did steroids, that guy did steroids. The kind of story's dead, for lack of better terms. And with Pete gone, people will start to see him as a player more than him as combative against Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm reading a lot of quotes from current managers, and even Bud Selig released a comment about it. It's kind of interesting. It's a mixed bag, man.
I'm curious what Bud says, but God, I don't want to hear Bud when it comes to Pete. He's just riding Bart.
Yep. I understand and respect Commissioner Rob Manfred's decision regarding the removal of Pete Rose and 16 other deceased individuals from the ineligible list. Given my affection for my friend, the late Bart Giamatti,
boom.
MLB's seventh commissioner who disciplined Mr. Rose for gambling on his own team all those years ago, I believe Bart would understand and respect the decision as well.
Really?
That is a wild statement.
Bart's son does not agree with that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
Marcus.
That is Bud trying to be pro baseball. Mm-hmm. That's Bud not wanting to trash on a current. That's like if Paul Tagliabue was still around, he would probably hate the Europe schedule.
It's like he's still getting a pension
like,
from
Tagliabue
MLB.
Would hate the Europe schedule. But if Goodell is doing a Europe schedule, Tagliabue's going to be like, I think this is the best for the sport. It's time to grow. I think England and Spain and Germany are great places. Ireland's a great friend.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy is definitely in
favor. That I'm curious about.
He's definitely in favor of it.
Oh, wow.
He thinks that the decision is fair. Mike Schmidt said it was a great day for baseball.
Philly.
Aaron Boone said, I have always maintained that he should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago.
His dad managed the Reds. Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag out there depending on what social media and what person you ask.
The real big curiosity is, in the first year, if he doesn't go in on the ballot, do the Veterans Committee vote him in? Can they? That's what I want to know. I want to know how this voting goes.
Well, he's not going to be eligible to what, 27?
27.
So
is he on the ballot with, like, Andrew Jones?
I think he now gets 10 years on the ballot like everybody else. I don't know how that works.
It's like, do you want Torrey Hunter or Pete Rose?
Oh, yeah, that's actually going to cost some people some votes. That's a great point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.